Hello, people of God. My name is Godfest, and I'm glad to have each and every one of you on this platform today. Today, the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. In case you are not rejoicing, in case you are not glad, the Lord wants you to be glad. That is why He has made this day for you to rejoice and be glad in it. I'm going to be sharing with us from the scriptures in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 8, and it says, "And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work." That God will make and is able to make all grace abound unto you. The grace of God is sufficient and has been abound upon you, so that you have sufficient in all things and abound into every good work. Other translations say that you have all things sufficient and also to give to charity work. That's the good work. God has blessed you and has endowed you with His grace abundantly. His grace is there for you to always have sufficiency. God has designed you to walk in sufficiency, to have in abundance, to always have and to give to every good work, to give to charity, to give to people that need help in one way or the other. And also you have surplus. The Lord has made you great. The Lord has entrusted you with His riches and with everything that is good and perfectly made for you to abound to every good work. He has blessed us for us to be a blessing. I want you to walk with that understanding that you are being created, and that God has made you and given you every grace for you to have all things, for you to have every sufficiency in all things and abound to good work, to be part of the good work, to be part in the propagating of the kingdom of God, to be part to publish God's word. Because the word of God said that the earth shall cover with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the water covers the sea. When the word of God enters, it transforms someone's life. So you have to be part to do that, to propel it and take it to the ends of the earth. I really appreciate each and every one of you for listening to me. And today, if you have not, you don't have a relationship with God, you don't know about Jesus, you don't know the gospel of Jesus, I would like you to begin to rethink, so that you have that relationship with God, so that you know what the teachings of Jesus Christ has given to us, benefit of inheritance that we have in God. I would like you to develop that relationship and say yes to Jesus and try to know more about Jesus. Try to know the ministry of Jesus Christ and try to know the gospel of Jesus Christ, so that you understand and begin to live in the inheritance the Lord has made available for each and every one of us. I really appreciate you listening to me. Thank you. Remember, you are a blessed person. God has given you grace. God has made you to have all sufficiency and also to abound to every good work. Remain ever blessed. Have a great time. You can, wherever you are listening for, you are wherever you are at your location, I would like you to worship with us in any Christ Embassy church closest to you, and your life will be transformed to greater paths that the Lord has destined each and every one of us. Remain ever blessed. Join us on all our Love Word networks, all our Love Word social media platform, King's Chat, Yokos, Love Word XP, on all our platform, for you to receive the word of God that will transform your life maximally, for you to fulfill your glorious destiny. Be blessed. Amen.